Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Whoa!
Yeah, that'd be us. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio. Buddy Slowick is the name. And you're welcome to call anytime at 888-808-8637 is our Super Talk call-in line. And our text line, our C-Spire text line. Hey, we'd love to see texts from you come through. 601-879-4395. And text us anything you like. What I'm curious on more than anything is I would really like to see some of the projects that people are beginning to build or have built all year round for Christmas presents as gifts. And I know some of them you don't want to put up pictures of because you don't want people to see what you're doing. But, hey, we won't show them to anybody. Send them to us. We'd like to see it anyway. I'd like to see what you're up to.
Yeah, you don't have to put a name with it if you're embarrassed. And if you are one that likes to have your ego petted a little bit and you believe the project, man. Put your name with
put
it.
Put your name on it. Yeah, we're proud. We're proud of every work you send.
We can make it anonymous.
Yeah, we can make it anonymous.
Pat you on the back.
Patch either way. And if you're building a Christmas gift and you've been, like, working on it year-round or maybe you've just started it just yet, you deserve a pat on the back. That's just an amazing – that's a great thing to do for people, to build something yourself. And that is basically what we're all about, taking care of things and doing them yourself. And that's really a pretty good move. I'd like to see people doing that type of thing. And while we're on that type of subject of building your thing yourself, I want to talk a little bit about nativity scenes, which are beginning to go up. They're probably another week or so we'll start seeing them all over the place. But a lot of people are putting them now in their yard. And I promise the best one I've seen, whether they're in a yard or in a church or a public, you know, place of display, wherever it may be, the best ones I've seen are all made out of fence boards, like pressure treated fence boards or cedar fence boards. And they're all, fence boards are very inexpensive, and yet they hold up for the weather pretty well. And they make great nativity scenes, easy to take down, easy to put up. And really, I'm impressed with some of them that I'm going. There's a couple in my neighborhood that are built with fence boards that look very, very nice. I mean, really, I don't have one. Shame on me. But I don't have one. But I'm sure Lance has one, though.
I don't, actually. Yeah, I don't have any of those types of things. I'm always fascinated with people that have the skill to go out and build stuff instead of just going and buying it, though.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the creativity is always, you know, way up there. You got to come up with something and using usually discarded or you're not going and getting, you know, premium lumber and things of that nature, finding the things that you need. And it's always fun to watch something be reused in a better way, maybe, or even a newer way.
A better way and then be used and used again and again each year because it was done so well the first time that it just tends to want to stick around and for decades be around.
My grandmother was an artist, and when I was a very little kid, my mother was given a lot of the Christmas ornaments that she had carved and cut out of pieces of paneling.
Wow.
You know, and had found a use for it and then had basically taken the black lines and made a, you know, say a Santa Claus or reindeer, you know, all these beautiful wooden Christmas ornaments that were basically made out of a very thin and flat piece of type of siding or internal, you know, wall material. And she would eloquently and, you know, just deliberately paint everything so perfect.
Oh, that's cool.
And what was so cool about it was the base was brown.
Yeah.
So I grew up with a brown Santa. You know, I always assumed Santa was a black guy. And I loved it. So, you know, it was just always great because, you know, you never distinguish between anything. I didn't know that there was white and black. It was just Santa's, you know, Santa's brown. Because she didn't paint the faces, you know, and paint them white or anything. It was the base color of the wood.
Sure.
And the reindeer were the perfect color. And, it, you know, she was just very talented.
Yeah.
And, you know, cutting them out and doing all that. So there's always, it doesn't have to be a big project. It can be a craftsy project, you're hanging on the tree, a keepsake, a memento, something you've done with your children that are going to last for a long time. You're going to hand down to them.
Yeah,
that's the season we're in, and I think I was very fortunate to have some of those things, and we still do have them. And it's fun to see them go up on the tree.
I put my tree up already, which is already pre-lit, and it's already up, but I don't have decorations on it yet. And I've been looking at my decorations and. There's probably maybe six or eight that are handmade, just really elegant. But the rest of them, I think I want to do away with. I don't like them. They're bigger. They're the bigger, old-fashioned, shiny kind of Christmas decorations. And I want smaller ones, and I want I kind of want my colors to blend a little better. And so I'm in the market.
Growing up in the 80s. Everything was kind of random. You didn't have a theme. It was just whatever and just, here and there. You know, clothes were that way. You wore a, you know, parachute pants with a button down, you know, type of work shirt and in Vans. And so it was just the most random. And I remember our trees then. I mean, you'd see a little of everything. Back then, the popcorn stringer was still big.
It was.
You go to people, they'd have the popcorn stringer around it, and they do flocking and things like that now, and it's much more organized and a lot more to buy.
Flocking has become a big thing.
Oh, yeah,
thing
that's what
days.
I'm saying.
Oh, my
gosh. So it is, it's fun to see the change in, you know, themes and styles and all of the things that we would do as a kid, like lighting the tree. And,
sure.
Man, those are lit. You just go buy a pre-lit tree and pop that thing up. You can take that whole step out of it. But, you know, the conveniences are fun. But at the same time, I'm glad I grew up in a time where you had to do those things. There was a lot of craftsy stuff. And, you know, you couldn't just send the tree over to get it flocked. You had to do it. And, you know, it's just interesting.
It's getting to the point where I really do believe a decade from now we won't be seeing the flock trees that we're seeing right now. It's just a trend.
Well, and then the black and white houses, they'll turn into purple and yellow or something. And we'll go back to the 80s.
We'll all be LSU fans. Oh, no.
By default. Huh?
By default. Well, that will make Garden Mama happy.
Oh, yeah. Right?
We got to make her happy.
She's on a day off, too, so she's living the good life.
Well, good.
Probably mixing up coffee is what I'd imagine.
Yeah. Down there in that city, she would do anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you haven't had her blend of coffee yet, that's one of those fun things that I'd encouraged her over.
Chicory?
Well, it's a mix. She has a Guatemalan and Honduran. She'll have a different blend as she goes through each batch.
Right.
And so it's very craftsy. Again, kind of a handyman thing. It's not a big, huge production, but yet that's part of what she's been doing. And I encouraged her out of the gate. I mean, because we both love coffee.
Yeah, you know, me too.
Yeah, so we were talking about, you know, the branding of Garden Mama 3 years ago. You know, how are we going to do this? And,
how do we market it?
Yeah, T-shirts and stuff. But the coffee has been really fun. So if folks haven't tried it yet, give her a reach out and ask Garden Mama for the blend list. Wow. And I think she's so kind to bring me some because I promote it. But I love her coffee. When you compare it up to, say, much more of your bigger brand names, you can tell the difference. It's, again, not saying anything bad about, say, a Starbucks or a bigger box store like a Home Depot. But there's such a difference in that, to me, the small batch. Yeah. And that kind of goes back to local shopping. Looking around the holidays, if you can shop local – it makes such a great difference in your community.
I saw a crawl on our TV this morning that was talking about buying your Christmas trees from a local person by buying them locally and making sure they're grown in Mississippi, because it would really help the industry a whole lot.
Yeah, I think it's something to be conscientious about. And again, nothing wrong with going to Lowe's or Home Depot in those places. But when you have places and great businesses like Ace and a lot of the local, just look into it, because I think that there is a difference in the type of service and the type of selections, and maybe you'll find that unique item that you go, nobody else has this.
I bet there's not many people out there selling like Charlie Brown cheese.
I want a Charlie Brown doghouse with Woodstock, you know, on there.
That's all you need.
I love the Snoopy's doghouse in Woodstock.
Oh, unbelievable.
My bird dog's been loving coming up here for the last month, all hawk. He went in there. He knew the Birdman was here, so he went in there and he visited with Birdman while he was on there. And I looked down, like, where'd he go? And I looked up.
He was probably smelling him.
Yeah, he's hanging out with where you are.
I'm going to check this guy
he's
out.
He's having such a blast up here.
Somebody named Birdman I got to know.
I know this guy. Yeah.
That's cool. Hawk is cool. Well, at 10:30, we've got Josh Quick is going to be with us with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and we're going to talk about crawl spaces. And I've got a lot to say about that, and he has even more.
Good images up as well. If you really haven't paid attention to the difference in what things look like, we can talk about the differences and functionality and what it's doing to help. But if you're wanting to host a tea party in your crawl space for the winter, you need to get Josh over there first, because it's going to look like a whole other room. Finished, clean, not damp. You got the humidifiers in there doing the things that they do in the vents. I mean, it's unique to see and watch. Him being part of this program, I've learned a lot about crawl spaces over the years.
Me too. Yeah. I did some reading this week, and the word around the nation is that in warm, humid climates, if you can build a slab, but there are some situations around here that require a actual crawl space foundation, like on a hill or in a flood zone, or just as many reasons why people build crawl space foundations. But just to build the foundation isn't, you're not done yet. You look at what they basically have up north as foundations that are in the ground that are water sealed and watertight, and the bottom floor, which is actually a room, is very, very water sealed and very tight, so you don't have that moisture seeping in. Whereas here, we build crawl spaces right above the ground, and the ground moisture just will decay our home. And we'll talk about that more with Josh when we get here, and we'll talk about crawl spaces and what they do and what they can do. Plus, there's so many other things that Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions is now into and can help you with, like leveling a driveway. We'll talk about all that in just a little while. I look forward to having him on the board. So he's coming in a little while. We'll see him in a little bit. All right, we're here at the Build Mississippi Studios, and it's a great organization. And if you don't know who Build Mississippi is, go to buildmississippi.com, check them out, look at the website that they offer. It's endless. It's like there's so much material in there, and if you go in there with the right set of mind, you can really get involved with what they're doing. And it's very simple to get involved with what they're doing, very easy for you to elevate your position in life just by getting involved with Build Mississippi and understanding that this could be your future. This is your future. And those who get involved will tell you that, man, there's no better place to be and no better place to grow into, like an apprenticeship in a particular industry. In a particular type of situation, whether it be electrical or commercial heating and cooling, or just plumbing, or any sort of commercial type work or residential work as well, including construction, building with construction products. There's many things you can learn. Build Mississippi, great organization, and I really do think that you should get involved and find out more about them. And how do you do that? Hey, Of course, we have them on from time to time. We'll talk about it from time to time here on the air. But also, you go to that website, buildmississippi.com. You can find out so much more. Hey, tell you a minute about Revel Ace Hardware. One of the better hardware stores around, Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store, and they really work hard in making sure their customers are satisfied. They take care of all of their customers, and they're always open, Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays, of course, but they open every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're open till 6 o'clock in the evening. And some of their stores on weekends stay open till later and just really work to take care of customers. So go see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware. Check them out. Look at their Outdoor Power Equipment Center, which is right next door to their Revel Ace Hardware in Pearl. Their Power Equipment Center is just, like, huge. They've got plenty of parts in there, and they can take care of all of your wants and needs. You can go see my friends at Revel Ace. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi. And we would appreciate you telling them that, and appreciate you going there. And believe me, you won't be sorry that you walked into Revel Ace Hardware, because you'll come out with a product that you want at the price you wanted to pay, and you'll be a happy person. That's just the way they are. They just really want to take care of business, Revel Ace Hardware. All right. Well, as a young man, I had many, many people show me do-it-yourself skills. I don't think we called it DIY back then, but my father helped me so very much in learning do-it-yourself skills. But, again, he passed away when I was pretty young, when I was like 13. So my neighbor, who was Billy Bean, actually worked right up the street. He was a very good neighbor to ours. He and his wife and his kids would come down and visit us all the time, and he would get involved in the handyman stuff as well. But he was head of maintenance out at Otis Air Force Base, and so he really loved maintenance. He was in maintenance all the time and taught me more stuff about care and about how to take care of tools. Great, great, great leader. And another person that helped me a whole lot was Pat O'Connor. I worked for Pat managing his lumber yards. And I'll tell you one day I'll tell you about Pat O'Connor, a very different type person. A guy that look at you and say, go handle it. What do you mean you don't know how to do it? Go do it. And that's the way he was. But, hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up next, Josh Quick is going to be with us on the phones, and we'll talk about Mid-South Crawl Space Conventions. Don't you go away. Be right back.
Lord, I know good and well that a purse is the wheel.
Get ready to crank up the nostalgia. Grammy Museum Mississippi presents 80s Rock, the wildest decade in music. Exhibit is opening Friday, September 26th. Dive into iconic memorabilia from legends like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, and more. The 80s Rock exhibit is sponsored by Maddox Foundation, Entergy, South Delta Planning and Development District, and Visit Mississippi. To get tickets to this exhibit or learn more about other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Think for a moment about...
Typical.
love like the samurai sword sounds.
Yeah.
In there. Swing, ping.
Simply irresistible. All right, Buddy Slark right here at the Handyman Show. My guest, Josh. Good morning, Josh. How are you today?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, it's great to have you on board. Josh Quick with a Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and that's what they're all about is making your crawl space everything that it should be. Just having a crawl space. I don't know if you heard what I said before we started the segment. I was talking last segment about crawl space and slab foundations. And pretty much the rule of thumb across the nation is that in hot, humid areas, it's better to build a slab foundation. But there are certainly situations where a conventional foundation or a ground crawl foundation should be built in this area, like on a hill or in flooded zone areas, and then some people just would prefer to have one. But just to build it is not going to solve the whole problem. It's only going to create.
No, but we see a lot, and honestly, yes, we got high humidity climates in this area, and typically nowadays you see a lot of slab foundations being built, but
Right. Remember
we live on primarily Yazoo clay in most of our area, which moves a lot, which makes slab foundations very susceptible to foundation issues, which
Sure. We
address those all the time as well. But in particular, when you're talking about crawl spaces, that's one of the advantages because you have a little bit of more flexibility versus having a rigid poured concrete slab foundation. And so that's one of the beautiful things about a conventional foundation home is that it's built and designed to be able to flex a little bit. So if you do have some movement in the soil, which in our area, Yazoo clay, you experience ebbs and flows of the earth year round, that conventional foundation helps be a little bit more forgiving than a slab foundation home.
It's a crawl space foundation is a little more adjustable, if you will. It'll fit the situation a little better. Not always going to work, but most times it's pretty adjustable.
Yeah, absolutely. But then that opens up the door to what you and I discuss on here and have been discussing for years is the humidity issues. When you build a home up off the ground, now you have a crawl space up underneath it. What do you do with it? That's the big question, and that has been what has plagued many homeowners for decades is what do we do with this crawl space? And what we have determined is the best thing is you treat it like as a room in your home. You condition the space, you seal it up, and you treat it like it's your living room. Now, we don't have to heat and cool it like it's our living room, but if you ask, you know, how do I know how to take care of it? Well, would you leave a window open in your house year-round? No. Well, you don't leave vents open in your crawl space year-round either. And we cover the ground, we seal it up, we dry it out, and we take care of it the same way we would the inside of our house. And we found that when we do that, our crawl space stays nice, it stays dry, it stays clean, free from mold and mildew and organic growth, and it keeps our home also conditioned and feeling good as well. 50% of the air in your living room comes from your crawl space if you live on a conventional foundation. And so we got to treat that air under the house the same way we treat the air inside the house, and that is keep it nice and dry.
Yeah, most times when people are building or having a crawl space foundation built, they don't think on those terms about moisture in the ground and coming up. And that's sort of an after. As a matter of fact, when ground space foundations were first devised and people were first building them, that wasn't even a thought about encapsulation. It was just hey, get more air into there, and it'll breathe, and it'll just clean that thing out. Well, that isn't going to work, folks. And encapsulation is the only thing that really will work. And in the end, it ends up being a better situation than if you're on a slab. Because of,
it is a much better situation, especially around here. Now, that's arguable. There are plenty of reasons why you could argue that a slab foundation is better. And I don't know that one is better or worse, per se, for one thing or another. But here's what we do know. we do know that there is a right way to treat crossfaces.
Yeah.
For years, we didn't know what to do with them, and now we've figured it out. We've come up with a system that works, and it works across the board. On any crawl space, any conventional foundation, if we do a full encapsulation where we dry it out, we condition the air, and we seal it up, that fixes the problems that plague crawl space homes, which is humidity. It's not the moisture. It's not the standing water that's the problem. It's the humidity that's the problem. And the encapsulation addresses that, and it remedies the problem at the root. It's not just taking care of the symptoms of the problem.
Right. As I was looking at some of this information, national information, of course, on the computer, which you can believe sometimes.
Good luck.
Really. But they were talking about crawl space foundations, and the man was saying, if you're going to build a crawl space foundation, it's important that you insulate underneath. And I went, oh, no.
If you live in climates where it's you get Arctic colds, right? You know, if you live in the north,
sure,
it probably is important that you install some level of insulation. I would not put the insulation on the subfloor against the subfloor.
Right.
We would insulate the walls, the perimeter walls of the crawl space, which we do that. There are customers that say, hey, I just want to make sure I go above and beyond, and we want to insulate the crawl space. No problem. We put insulation up on the perimeter walls. We never put insulation on the subfloor, like fiberglass insulation. We remove that. Many, many cases, we go in behind people and remove that insulation. But if you have insulation, fiberglass insulation, against your subfloor, right under your floors of your home,
right,
it is a breeding ground for mold, mildew, moisture, and it's providing no insulation value whatsoever. So you got to understand insulation and R value to really understand why putting fiberglass against the bottom side of your floors is completely ridiculous, and it's just somebody trying to sell you something that makes you think you're doing some good, and it's doing no good whatsoever.
And basically, that statement kind of is aimed at more this climate. It would be a general national statement or a general world statement.
Yes, it is important. Like I said, when you live in a place that you get some cold weather for longer periods of time than, you know, 3 days, yeah, like we get it down here.
Yeah.
If you live in Minnesota, it's very important that you insulate your crawl space.
Yeah.
But again, when people say insulate the crawl space, what you don't need to confuse that with is putting insulation against your subfloor.
Right.
Insulate the walls. There's even products that you can insulate the ground, right, that you can put a layer of insulation directly over the ground just to keep the cold air from coming out of the ground. All of that is highly recommended when you get in the north part of the country. Down here in Mississippi, we just don't see the value in it. We'll absolutely install those products if a customer says, hey, I want it. We've got it and we can do it, but I'm not going to go out and recommend it to someone just for the sake of them spending more money when they don't have to.
Right.
So we have the products and we know how to do it, and we've done it many times for customers that want it, but it's just not nearly as vital in Mississippi as it is in northern states.
Right. And I can see where that would be appropriate, to hook it.
I tell people all the time, it's like buying snow chains for your car.
Yeah.
And keeping them in your car down here. Do you need them? Would they get you out of a bind in some case? Yeah, you might use them one day, but I really don't think it's a good use of your funds to go buy a set of snow chains if you live in Mississippi.
No, you know, my feeling on snow in Mississippi is stay home.
Right. Yeah.
That's the best thing to do.
People down here have never even seen snow chains. And so,
yeah, because it has nothing to do with the way you drive at all. Stay home.
Right.
No, don't worry about it. But we don't see enough snow around here to worry about it very much anyway. So I don't even own a snow shovel anymore. I love it, too. I love it. But at any rate, your crew is so huge now. I mean, and you do other things as well, leveling driveways which really can be, I mean, to not take the time and make sure your driveway is in good shape is neglect, so to speak, because sooner or later you're going to have trouble with that driveway, and it's going to create tripping areas and sinking areas, and not going to be everything that it should be. Where if you take care of it from the get-go, it's always going to maintain its integrity.
Yeah, we again, I attribute this back to the Yazoo clay. We just have shifting soil. Right. And so when you pour a slab, over time, something's going to settle, something's going to heave, and those slabs are going to become uneven. What you don't want to think, I don't want customers to think, oh, well, my only choice is to re-pour it. That's not true. We can fix those concrete slabs, sidewalks, pool decks, driveways. Those kind of things can be repaired at a much less cost than trying to bust all that up and re-pour. Even if it's got cracks, even if you look at it and say, oh my gosh, this is way far gone. I tell people, if you've got concrete pieces that are bigger than about a dish plate, we can fix that. Sure. If it's crumbled up smaller than that, it's very difficult to repair. But if there's chunks of concrete, even if they're cracked and busted and they're bigger than a dish plate, we can get in there, fix that. We can put foam under it, seal those cracks, and make it look really, really good again without having to re-pour that concrete.
Yeah, and save you a whole lot of money, and then also make sure that your future's in good shape, because that driveway
Absolutely.
Is going to be taken care of and not
Yeah, we seal the concrete. We seal all the cracks and control joints. We even have concrete stain. If you want to dress up your patio a little bit and put some stain, some color on your concrete, we can do that as well. We also do, I know you mentioned slab foundations. We fix all level of repairs for slab foundations as well. Push piers, helical piers, anything foundation related, we got crews out there that can do it.
So if you have any kind of foundation problem at all, give us a phone number, man.
I'm glad you asked. Our phone number is 601-898-0891. You can find our website at mscrawlspace.com. There's lots of information on there. Check us out on social media, all the social platforms. We've got a presence out there, and we try to keep those avenues full of information and updates on what we're doing and our people, and it's a fun journey if you just go plug into our socials. We try to keep those pretty entertaining.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I've seen a lot of those, and you do a lot of social work and a lot of also advertising as well, and I've seen a lot of it around, and it's always quality stuff, just like your work and your crew, always quality. And that includes, I've talked about this before, about how people like yourself who have service personnel that will actually be going to meet customers learn not only how to do their trade, but also at this point in time, in this year, they have learned also how to deal with individuals, and so they have the skills to people skills. These are just
absolutely,
these are as important as their skill in fixing the problems that you may have, the people skills.
We spend a lot of money on training. It's something that I take very seriously, and so we've got some network supporters throughout the country that we send our people to. I just had one of part of our sales team that have been spending some time in San Antonio this week. He just got back last night, just learning and honing their skills. We want to make sure that our people have the latest knowledge, the most training, and are fully equipped to be able to address any issues or problems that our customers may have. And so I invest a lot of money in training my people and making sure that we are the best in the business. And I'll put us up against anybody. We got some really, really good people on our team. They're really good at what they do, and we've not come across problems that we can't solve.
Well, I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to ask you if you can stick around just a minute. I've got a couple more questions I want to ask you really quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll stick around.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. You listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions on the phone on hold. We'll be back and talk with him in just a moment. Don't go away.
keep warmer this winter and cooler next summer and save money? Delta Utilities can help with generous rebates of up to $400 on new energy-efficient tankless water heaters, heating systems, and more. You can have a more energy-efficient home or workplace and save money on your utility bills all year long. It's simple. Visit DeltaUtilities.com to learn more and to qualify for your rebates today. That's DeltaUtilities.com.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
We've sent that rib band.
Got to get to ooh.
That guitar player is crazy, man. I like him. All right. My name is Buddy Slark. We're on the phone with Josh Quick is with us with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. And, Josh, I have a couple more questions I just wanted to throw at you. Not too long ago on our video streaming, we're streaming as well. You can see us. You can see us on TV anytime you want. But we were showing some pictures of warped wooden floors and I just want to spend a little time talking about warped wooden floors. A lot of people look at those and they think it's time to replace their floor, and they maybe even have just a professional come in and he'll look at the warped floor, or they'll look at the warped floor and they'll say, oh, yeah, we're going to replace that floor for you and you'll be all set then. That doesn't hold a whole lot of truth.
Yeah. We run across this so often over the years. This has probably been the number one phone call that I've gotten, or text from a friend is saying, hey, my mom, my grandma, my neighbor, my aunt, their hardwood floors are popping up or buckling. We refer to it as buckling floors. And they called the floor guy. The floor guy said we needed to, you know, that it was a moisture issue. Right. And many times, though, like you just referred to, the floor guy will say, oh, yeah, that's no problem. Let me put you down some new floors. And I've had as many. I had a customer that called me and they had just replaced their floors for the third time within 5 years.
Wow.
Third time within 5 years. And they're buckling again. And then somebody finally said, hey, maybe it's a moisture issue. You should call Josh. We go out there. We take some moisture readings, we do an inspection, and sure enough, their crawl space is a rainforest.
Yeah.
And that moisture is seeping through the floors. You remember, we've talked about this several times, the two laws of physics at play in a crawl space. Moisture always moves from wet to dry. Moisture always moves from hot to cold. You can't stop that. That's physics. And so the wood in your house is usually the driest things, and it acts like a sponge, and it soaks up the humidity, the moisture in the air. And as that dry wood absorbs the moisture, it begins to expand just like a sponge would. It gets bigger. Well, it's butted up against the wall on both sides, so as it expands, it's got nowhere to go. But it's so up is its only option. So yeah. That's why it starts popping up at the joints, because that's the weakest section of the wood. It's glued down in the middle, but those joints are broken, and so they pop up at the joints. So that's why you get those little waves or the warp in your floor. And so it doesn't need to be resanded. It doesn't need to be pulled up and replaced, what it needs to do is to have that moisture pulled out of it.
Right.
Our system is designed to be installed underneath. We seal it up. We put our dehumidifier in there, and it'll begin to suck the moisture out of that wood. And we don't make any guarantees on wood floor, but I have seen it, I don't know how many times, numerous times, 9 times out of 10. We're going to lay those floors back down the way they were when they were installed.
Not have any trouble with them. And then the problems that they're having with those wood floors buckling isn't going to be a problem they have every year.
If you don't encapsulate, you're going to see it year after year after year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once we install our system, then it goes away. You don't have moisture problems anymore, and you'll never have buckling floors again. It's a permanent solution to solve it forever. And so buckling floors can be a thing of the past once we encapsulate and keep the crawl space dry.
That's correct. Now, there are some people who are going to recommend that, yes, it's a moisture problem. You need to do something about that. And if you put, like, poly across the ground of the floor, that's going to solve the problem. But that's just a Band-Aid fix. That's really not going to solve the problem. It needs to be encapsulated and enclosed to stop the moisture.
There's two things that we've seen a lot of, and one of them is just, we call it 6-mil poly, visqueen, whatever. Right. We just lay plastic on the ground and cover the ground, and people say, okay, well, a vapor barrier will solve your problem.
Sure.
A vapor barrier never works. It is just a Band-Aid. I tell people it's like a Band-Aid for a bullet hole, right? I can cover the hole, but am I going to really address the problem? No, I still got a bullet in there.
Yeah.
We got to get the bullet out, right? And so we got to fix the problem. And so visqueen is just that. It does no good. The other thing that I see is instead of laying the visqueen on the ground, they'll actually staple the visqueen to the bottom of the floor joist.
Oh, my word.
And now we have created a really big problem, because the moisture that is trapped in that wood, now it has nowhere to go. And so now I got moisture hitting the bottom of the plastic. I got moisture hitting the top of the plastic, and you're creating this oven of moisture right between your floors, your floor joist and your wood, and it just mold almost begins to grow immediately, and it is just a terrible, terrible outcome. So
Wow. Don't
ever let anybody talk you into stapling plastic to the bottom of your floor joist. It will do significantly more harm than good, and plastic on the ground is just a waste of money.
Yeah.
So an encapsulation solves the problem forever. It's a permanent solution. You never have to worry about it again, and we are going to monitor that for you. We're going to put some a moisture meter down in your crawl space so that you can actually see it from your living room, from your inside your house. You don't have to crawl down there to see the moisture content of the air. We're going to be able to give you a means to monitor that from inside the house. We're going to come out every year and check on it to make sure everything is operating and functioning the way it's supposed to. That's going to keep your warranties for your equipment in check, and you never have to worry about those moisture issues again.
So it's important that people understand what's your phone number and website again. And again, your website is full of great information. It really is.
Yes. Check out our website. We try to make it as very informative as we can so that people can go on there and get some basic questions answered at least. Our phone number is 601-898-0891. We've actually recently added some after-hours staff so that if you don't get home till after 5 o'clock or something like that and you still want to try to give us a call, we're manning the phones up until 8 p.m. During the week, and then we have people covering the phones on Saturday, which just so happens to be how you guys got in touch with me today. But 601-898-0891 is our phone number. Our website is mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South, mscrawlspace.com. So you can find us on social media as well.
All right. Hey, Josh, I appreciate the time you spent with us. And Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions is a growing company, and it's always going to be a growing company because Josh is going to make sure of that. And I'm proud to have the sponsors of this program. Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Buddy Lance, you guys enjoy your weekend. Thank you always for how much you support us. We really appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome, man. Take care. Have a great day. All right. We do appreciate it. On the CD, well, we'll talk about that house cleaning formula in just a moment. Coming up is some national news from Fox National News, and we also have a music segment coming your way, but we'll give that house formula really quickly just before we kick that in. So you stick with us right after the news. We're going to give you that house cleaning formula, and then we're going to kick into a music segment. My name is Buddy Slork, Rock and Roll Handyman, here on Super Talk at the Build of Mississippi Studios. Be back right after the news.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
This is Home Answer.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Yeah, back again. Howard from Purvis wanted to know how the house cleaning formula that I recommended using TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, a simple washing powder that you can find at any hardware store, paint store, most anywhere, Walmart or anywhere around. You buy TSP. But at any rate, the formula is very simple. Half a cup of TSP, 1 quart of chlorine bleach, and 2 gallons of water. And that basically mix it, pump it up with a garden sprayer, spray it on the house and let it sit there for about 10, 15 minutes, then rinse it with a garden hose and it'll just come out totally clean. Rinse it really, really well, including your glass and your windows, so that you don't have any formula left on those at all, and also your plants around. Now, in a case that's really bad, you may need to increase the amount of bleach if you have a real mildewy type situation, because the bleach will kill not only the mildew and mold, but kills the mildew spores as well. All right, music segment. First group we're going to mess with is Grand Funk Railroad. Wow, they've been around for a long time. In 1969, they were woodshedding on Cape Cod in a small little cottage on Cape Cod, and a major, major snowstorm blocked them in where they couldn't go anywhere. So they had to stay on the Cape and woodshed for a long, long time. And not too long after that, I got to see them live in Canada one time at a festival, and they were great. A song we're going to play is called "I'm Your Captain," called "Closer to Home." Is the title? "I'm Your Captain" is a sub. It could be, who knows? But the original band has Mel Schneider from the Question Mark and the Mysterians, and they have sold out most venues in like 72 hours and did large arenas and really had a very, very, very successful band. Grand Funk Railroad, "I'm Your Captain." Hey, let's give a listen to it and see what happens. They're fading away. All right. Grand Funk Railroad did some great songs. Trio, they had an amazing trio. Mark Farno was did most of the lead singing, and I think he played drums as well. Very good group. Well, this next person is not something I know particularly well, but I ran into Bryce Janey and decided to do some looking into it. And his family, his mom and dad, they had a blues rock trio that played out of Iowa, was their home state, but they played all over the country, and they were relatively successful. But in 95, Bryce decided, hey, I don't want to be in the family band anymore, and he started on his own with his own group, the Bryce Janey and the Bryce Janey Band, and he was playing with people like Buddy Guy and Delbert McClinton and Johnny Winter and Elvin Bishop, and he really shared the stage with a lot of famous people, and is absolutely wonderful, wonderful guitar player, and I enjoy listening to Bryce Janey, and he does a song called Funky Guitar Blues. Let's give a listen. Bryce Janey, very, very good. Very good. Text line has opened up a little bit. Text come in from Bill from Starkville and asked if we have ever done a segment on Graham Parsons. And, yes. You know, Lance and I have talked about Graham Parsons a lot.
Done
and we've done some songs.
We've done a whole segment on just him, though.
No, we have never done a segment. But I, too, am very understanding of what Graham Parsons was and who he was and what he did and how he really brought country music into rock a lot. And we will do more Graham Parsons in the future because I really do think he had a lot to do with the way music is today and has been in the...
Lost him too young.
Much too young. What much too young. But, and there's a whole bunch of mystery about that, too. But
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can go. You can do a whole segment, a whole show.
Just in the mystery of Graham Parsons.
Yeah, we need more than 10 minutes.
Where did Graham go?
Where did Graham go?
Oh, well, out to the desert,
out
man.
Out to the desert somewhere. Didn't end up well, but, man, no. What a weird story to such a talented individual.
Really?
And, you know, honestly, and I won't be long-winded, but that happened to so many during that era,
yeah,
so many talented musicians.
It really did.
Just life was lost way too young.
Way too young. Because
you know, those are the guys you wanted to see fat with a beard,
yeah,
and still up playing at 80.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
like the Bobby Rushes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bobby looks like he runs 5 miles a day. Though,
we haven't talked to Bobby here lately. We need to have
Bobby's a dang busy.
He is a busy person. That's I like Bobby. All right, moving back a little bit, and gonna pick on someone called Cat Stevens. I was very into Cat Stevens and really liked him. And then he changed his religion and he changed his name and became Joseph, Yosef. And now he's called Yosef, does the same songs and still writes very, very good and has this unique voice. But I've always liked some of the songs that he did, like Oh Very Young. He talks about blue jeans faded up to the sky and just as I've been a Cat Stevens fan for a long, long time, and still, actually, at night, we'll end up playing some of his songs and enjoying it very much, like Moonshadow. I'll go out at night and see the moon following me around, see a shadow. That's a moonshadow, and I got that right from, you know, Cat Stevens. But at any rate, let's listen to Cat Stevens, Oh, the Very Young.
Very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. She's made the goodbye hardest still. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? You want to last forever. You know you never will. You know you never will. And the goodbye makes the journey harder still.
His songs worth listening to. I enjoyed Cat Stevens an awful lot. Great, great artist, and enjoyed a great many songs that he wrote. And like I said, he's still writing today and writing some great, great songs. We just don't hear him quite as much as we used to. All right. Well, a group out there called the Greg Kiln Band. And we're going to do the breakup song here in just a minute. But they were formed in 1976. Lot of albums, and through their career, they've had many, many different band members, including Joe Satriani. He played for a year with them, but he left when Jimmy Lyons took over lead guitar. And Jimmy used to be the lead guitar for Eddie Money Band, but he took over for the Greg Kiln Band, and they did a song called the Breakup Song, and it's. Kind of interesting stuff, and I like listening to the Greg Kiln Band. Very good group, very worth listening to. Greg Kiln Band, the breakup song. Let's give a listen.
I didn't know that's who sang that song. Thank you for playing that one. It just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, that's who sang that? Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think anybody knows who they are, but they really had a couple of great, great, great tunes. All right, we're going to take this thing home with a Jeff Beck song called Going Down. Jeff Beck, I mean, I guess I could talk about him for the whole segment and just say nothing but Jeff Beck and talk about all of the things that he's accomplished and all of the music that he plays is so different, was so different than what anybody ever, he evolved into something that nobody else has ever. You know, Jeff Beck, let's just give you a listen to Going Down.
Warmer this winter and cooler next summer and save money? Delta Utilities can help with generous rebates of up to $400 on new energy-efficient tankless water heaters, heating systems, and more. You can have a more energy-efficient home or workplace and save money on your utility bills all year long. It's simple. Visit DeltaUtilities.com to learn more and to qualify for your rebates today. That's DeltaUtilities.com.
Wake up.
Tired of the same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you from the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
Now.
Small wheel turn by the fire and heart. Big wheel turn by the grace of God. Every time that wheel turns round, bound to cover just a little more ground.
The wheel is turning.
hard to get away from that Jerry Garcia stuff, huh?
Especially when he plays the steel or the slide.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's – I love – that's what I love about the diversity of the Grateful Dead as a band.
Yeah.
That they all had an identity outside of the band.
Right.
They thrived outside of the band. They were encouraged to.
Sure.
And then they came back together to be the Grateful Dead every year and toured.
Forever.
And packed them out.
But I think that's part of what Graham Parsons brought to the Eagles and brought to the groups that he was a part of.
Extremely influential in that mindset.
Yeah, and bringing that along the way. And that's kind of what makes popular music what it is today.
I don't see that. And again, this is not a complaint. It's not leveling some kind of, grinding my gears here because of how music is built and made today.
Right.
But it is different.
Yeah.
The collaboration.
Sure.
The way that you create, the nature of a band itself.
Sure. Oh.
The outside projects and coming back in to play together. I mean, you just don't see that as much anymore. It's much more individualistic. And, hey, I'm, again, not a complaint, just noticing how things change. Everything changes.
So much different.
But it is. I guess that's why I go back to that era of the 60s, 70s, and in some cases,
to see
the
groups
80s.
Of four or five people get together and just kind of kick back and forth ideas until they come up with something they like as a group. Man, that's so magical to me.
And the Beatles were one of those bands that they all went and did their things and kind of found a way to come back. And, you know, it's just, I like that. I like the collaboration. I like the side projects.
Yeah,
I like
too.
That. And really appreciate the desire for those musicians that went that way to continue learning
and continue
testing and challenging themselves to produce and create something new.
It's true passion and love for the music. It doesn't matter which direction it goes in. It's just they really like it a lot.
Yeah. That. Well, and I didn't mean to wax poetically, but it is a
we had to get
change
one.
Is a constant, and you've got to embrace it.
All right. I'm watching some documentaries, and I watch a few documentaries, and there was one on the other day about, I think, living above the Arctic Circle in some small town, and an old Eskimo a gentleman was talking about, this is what he said very simply. There is no bad weather. There's just bad clothes. And I went, wow, that guy is so right.
As a duck hunter, I can definitely echo that sentiment.
That just makes so much sense. That I don't think we hear that a lot down here as much as I would hear it in the north or as much as he hears it in Eskimo country.
The Inuit.
Yeah, Inuits, yeah.
They don't like being called Eskimos, I don't think.
Excuse me.
But you're right. Think about living in an environment like that versus a humidity and heat and where you have the swelling and
just
contraction.
Just be ready for anything.
Yeah, there it's just cold.
Just be ready for that cold. Doesn't matter how cold that cold is going to be ready for it. And if you're ready for it, there is no bad weather.
They always say that, though. You know, make sure you layer and do all that. But I've been in a duck blind before when it's 10 and in the best clothes that I possibly have.
Yeah.
And it ain't enough. You know, it's just not enough.
No.
Your body isn't adjusted to that kind of temperature. So
sure.
If you sat around at the North Pole for a month, your body temp's going to adjust a little. You're still going to be cold, but it's not going to be like that first moment you walk out there and go, what is this? Negative what?
You think about the variable temperatures that we live in, and they're not very far apart. The lowest low and the highest high is not very far apart,
you're getting,
really.
You know, from generally 30s to the 90s.
Yeah.
You can get a 40-degree swing here in a day, and I think that helps our immunity system a lot because you don't get that in a lot of areas. I lived in Mexico, and it would stay hovering around 50 to 77 throughout the year. I mean, if you got down to 50 in the winter, they're like, it's freezing.
Did you say Mexico?
Yeah.
How much tequila did you drink?
A lot. Yeah. That was definitely the water of choice.
What are you going to go to Mexico for?
I went down there to learn. And, learn the culture, the language, the people, and religion. I'd written a great deal about it in the colonial and conquest era.
Yeah.
And instead of learning, Spanish in a classroom, I preferred to be able to spend the time in the culture and learning it.
You can really learn how to speak it,
And learn about the people that speak it as well.
Cool.
It helped a lot to understand, history and culture and dialect to be able to enjoy it. But it took a couple, 3 weeks of not knowing much of it. I went there with no real knowledge of Spanish other than basic words.
I think I've only been in Mexico a couple times. One time, not too brief.
You go to where I went. It's a little rough now, but it was a beautiful and still, I'm sure, is a beautiful city. Great architecture.
Yeah.
That was one of the – I mean, the houses, the way they were built to me, and I'm glad we're talking about this. I love the construction model that – especially the city that I lived in, Morelia, Michoacan, you had a lot of homes that were built around an atrium.
Yeah.
So instead of building a traditional home, you basically built a box.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle of that box would be an atrium.
Yes,
and that would go up 2 stories maybe and have a glass ceiling.
Yep.
So it would allow the light in.
Sure.
So the house would generally be built around that in a spiral style setup where you went around the atrium and everything was built around that inner indoor courtyard.
Which is nice.
Really cool. I know that's more of a Spanish style architecture, but the way it maximized light, water, you didn't need nearly the AC and heating because of the way the homes were concrete and mostly cinder block. And, the climate was a little more mild.
Yeah.
But the functionality of the layout was so unique because for them, they're very family-centric.
Sure. Oh,
so
absolutely.
Everything kind of centered around them seeing each other and the way the home was built ensured that you bumped into everyone all the time.
A lot of that still goes on in New Orleans.
Right. It's similar to the French Acadian-style architecture and some of the building. But I just loved it because, to me, it was it really centered the way you constructed and built around what you loved, which was the outdoors, plants, and your family.
Yeah.
And their siesta, which really frustrated me because you had to learn that there was this time from 12 to 4, business just did not get done. But they would all come home.
Yeah.
From wherever they were and sit around in like t-shirts and, sweatpants and watch the news. That's when the news happened. It was 12 to, 4. And it was just unique to see how the family functioned.
But then they go back to work.
Then they go back to work to about 8, maybe 7:38.
A little different than what we did.
It took some adjustment. But again, just that family atmosphere. To me, I was seeing how the families functioned. And they all had little identities, too, where they'd go do their own things. But they would always come back to the center. It was very neat to see.
Right.
And I think the home, the way they built things, was indicative of that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I guess when you're building things, you can think of what do you want most?
Yeah.
You want to see your family every day? Then you don't want them down there on the west wing? And I think that I love that style of construction personally.
Yeah, me too. I really do. I like having a house where you can find even a crowded house with a lot of people where you can find space, your own space in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It really is. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about HVAC units, and I've mentioned this many times before, and I'm going to mention it again, and that's the biggest situation I see with HVAC units or any kind of heating and cooling unit is oversizing it for your home. A lot of people are under the impression that if you make your air conditioning unit bigger, it will keep your house cooler. Well, that's a wrong theory. There's something wrong with that theory. Your unit needs to be sized so that it fits the square footage of your house. And that's more important, and that makes your unit cycle on and off like it's supposed to, not only to keep your house cool, but also to help get rid of all of the moisture in there. So sizing your HVAC unit is just about as important as anything you can do. So make sure that when you go to look for a new HVAC unit, you deal with a reputable company, and PAC is surely a Pure Air Consultants. They've won awards. They're doing wonderful job. As a matter of fact, Ms. South Crawl Space Solutions has won some awards as well. Great companies, all of them. But a lot of our people that are sponsors here on this program are just special. They really care about their customers. But that's important that you don't oversize your HVAC unit because, believe me, it only will cool the house down and then it'll shut off, and then it'll cool the house down, then it'll shut off, and never getting rid of the humidity that it should be gotten rid of. All right. talk a little bit about Atlas Foundation Repair. You talk about crawl space foundations, and you talk about slab foundations. Well, you want to get your slab foundation fixed where it's not going to be a problem anymore, you call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino has been in business for a long, long time. He understands the soils in Mississippi and where they're going and what they're going to do and how they're going to react. And he can help you get your foundation in good shape. Matter of fact, Tony can do a lot to help you just on a phone call. Or a few texts, maybe send them a text message or two. And without coming to your property, he can solve a lot of your problems. Call him 800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation Repair. He cares about your business, and he cares customer service. He does so well. And he's on every job that's ever being done. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, really can help you with your slab foundation and help you any way that you need. You call them, and you'll be happy you did. All right. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair. Good company. Good company. Good company. All right. Let's talk a little bit about engineered lumber. Well, engineered lumber is a lot different than regular lumber because regular lumber is just made of trees and cut from trees, and it's prone to warping just a little bit, whereas engineered lumber is more of a straighter material, and it's going to maintain its straightness because of the way it's built. Engineered lumber is basically chips of wood that have been bonded together with an agent, and some have a waterproof type bonding agent, and they are made straight and will remain straight. Sometimes they come primed and sometimes not. And it's not to be confused with finger joint primed material. Now, finger joint primed material is regular lumber, and it's smaller pieces that have actually been finger joint together to make a longer piece of material. And finger joint primed is good because it won't warp nearly as bad as regular molding will warp or regular any kind of building material. So finger joint really is not a bad thing. People think, well, it's finger joint, so it can't be quite as good. Yes, it can be quite as good. It can be. So engineered lumber has gone to the point of where not only are they making it out of lumber these days, but there are other products that are being incorporated as well to make lumber size products, like you talk about PVCs and you talk about fiber cement board, and all this makes siding and makes trim all the same size. Generally speaking, it's primed, and you can't see the substrate below it, what the surface below it really is. And it works extremely, extremely well. Pretty easy to work with. Now, hardy plank takes a little more effort and uses special tools to cut it with. And you need to mask up, and you don't want that dust around for sure. But smart siding cuts pretty easily, and again, it's easy to use, and it's just as easy to use as any kind of wood siding. But siding has gone in so many different directions over the years that it is really has made a major, major difference the way we're siding our houses these days. And a lot of houses in the rest of the country are using vinyl siding for their houses. A lot of major builders who are building multiple houses in and around areas use vinyl siding on their houses, and I'm not such a big favor of vinyl siding myself. I don't have any on my house, and won't as time goes on. So, all right, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Take a short break. Be right back. Don't you go away at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Hey, be right back.
Tell me truly, for I have no one but you. If you could see my heart, you would know it's true. There's none to raise except for you. Except for you.
to crank up the nostalgia. Grammy Museum Mississippi presents 80s Rock, the wildest decade in music. Exhibit is opening Friday, September 26th. Dive into iconic memorabilia from legends like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, and more. The 80s Rock exhibit is sponsored by Maddox Foundation, Entergy, South Delta Planning and Development District, and Visit Mississippi. To get tickets to this exhibit or learn more about other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
This is Andy Gibson.
I know you love disco. I had to give you a treat for Thanksgiving.
I'm losing my mind.
There's no other singer that had moved as little as she did in a song, but it looked like she was moving. You know what I mean? Like, electricity.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Music is an amazing thing. It really is. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And Build Mississippi, great organization. I know you talked about it a little bit earlier, but I'm just Brent Bean and the organization over there is just incredible, and you should really check them out. BuildMississippi.com. All right. Remodeling a kitchen. Well, yeah, remodeling a kitchen all the way is a pretty expensive ordeal, but the beauty of it is it's an investment because it increases the value of your property by having a new kitchen in there. However, you can save money in remodeling your kitchen if you don't buy new cabinets. You use the existing cabinets, but you change the doors, you change the hinges, you change the pulls, you change the drawer fronts, and just by doing that and fixing and repairing the boxes or the existing cabinetry, which is generally in pretty good shape because it was job built on site and generally is in good condition, most people who make these doors make them out of MDF so they can be painted just about any color. You can also get wood doors made out of any kind of wood that you want to stain if you intend to stain and stain your cabinets as well. A lot of work to get your cabinets ready for staining if they've been pre-used for like 10 years, 20 years down the road. A lot of work to get ready for staining. So it's a pretty good idea to use paint. I think paint is pretty popular right now in kitchen cabinets. People are doing different colored paints on tops and bottoms and whatnot. But, you know, you can save a lot of money by just replacing the doors, the drawer fronts, the hardware, the pulls, and adding to it things like Lazy Susan shelves down at the bottom so that you can keep off your hands and knees and have things come to you rather than rolling around looking for pots and pans. And you can do the same with the upper cabinets. Put Lazy Susans in those. There's so many things you can, you know, really make your house much nicer to live in. And one thing that you should be really aware of is regardless of what you do to your kitchen, even if you don't do anything, you should at least look at the lighting that you have in there and have very, very good lighting. Lighting for work, which is called task lighting, and then lighting that also works as ambient lighting so that when you're not in the kitchen, maybe this, you walk in my kitchen at night and there's nothing going on in there, and yet there's still a warm glow in there somewhere. It's coming from the the Ventahood light. It's very soft and very easy to take. It just lights up the entire room very softly. I use it as my ambient light more than anything. But task lighting is very, very important. So that's a good way to save some money in remodeling your kitchen. And when you go to get it remodeled and you're talking to somebody about that, ask them about that remodeling and changing your doors and drawer fronts, because there are companies out there that by some simple measurements and simple sizes can make all of your doors, all of your drawer fronts, can supply the hinges that are disappearing hinges, by the way, and make everything look like brand spanking new, because basically it is, and it works so well. So that's just a way to save some money on remodeling the kitchen. And then, of course, you can spend as much money on remodeling a kitchen as you want to with new appliances and new countertops and flooring. And you start talking about all the new things you can put in the kitchen today and all the technology that's available today. Wow. Talk about technology. You think about where we were 20 years ago before we were using microwaves. How did we exist?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, because we always had one, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, but there was a time where people didn't. I mean, the closest we had to it was toaster ovens.
Yeah, well, and I remember like the first microwaves, you could hear them next door. Yeah. When the buzzer would go, bang! Yes, my meal.
Nowadays, you can buy a $99 microwave, it'll last forever and
oven, same way. I mean, you will never have to buy another toaster oven.
Yeah.
The one we have back here, I don't know how old that thing is, but everybody's used it 100,000 times, and anytime you turn it on, it smells like a pizza room. I mean, like a pizza kitchen. You're like, is somebody cooking pizza around here? Like, no, I'm just warming up a burrito. You know, like, that smells like pizza. Everything smells like pizza.
Everything smells like pizza. Oh, well. Keep them clean. That's the best way to do that. Keep them clean. It's hard to do, though. Oh, well, that's just going to happen.
Yeah, the microwave's an easy one to keep clean. The toaster oven's a little more challenging.
Yeah, microwave is pretty easy, too. They get really – I have a microwave that's probably about 10 years old, and it's getting a little rusty around the roly bottom, and I really should buy a new one. But I don't know.
Nothing wrong with rust in your food.
A little rust isn't going to hurt anything. It doesn't seem to hurt anything at all, so it doesn't bother the food, so I just keep on using it. But I should probably get rid of it and get a new one in there. All right. Metal and fiberglass doors, exterior doors, generally have like plastic glass inserts, which have plastic grills on them as well. Now, those grills generally are meant to be painted. And if they're not painted, then they are affected by UV light a pretty good deal. Now, today they are making these plastic frames a little tougher and a little better to withstand UV light than they were before, but they still should be painted. And if you have a French door or something that is actually the grills are turning a tad yellow, well, sand them lightly and paint them, because painting is really going to stop the UV light from sucking all of the oils out of the plastic and drying it out, and it won't be cracking. Whereas if you let it go very long, it'll suck so much oil out of there that you'll have some cracking going on, and you'll have your grills will start falling apart and falling out. And yes, I've seen that before, where a 15 light door all of a sudden becomes a 13 light door or less because the grills are falling out. I just took out a 15 light a French door. I got tired of looking at it and what it was doing. It was foggy inside. The glass was foggy. And the grills were getting yellowed. And I decided, hey, I've got this great vinyl window that's low E glass, and I'll put it in. And I did. It was a lot of work, a lot of change outs. But it's an egress-type window as well, an egress size, so it fits very well, and it works very well. Matter of fact, I showed it on the air. We showed it on the air about 2 weeks ago. Hey, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each and every Saturday at the Build Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson. And my name is Buddy Slowick. We do Super Talk Mississippi, does it statewide, and does it on YouTube, does it Ruco, you name it. We're on all social media platforms, and just welcome you to tell your friends and listen to the Handyman Show at Saturday mornings, 10 to 12, right here. Buddy Slowick, see you later.
Bye-bye. Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
In a world full of noise,
devastating us. The latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.